From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Opponents of the medical marijuana amendment that will appear on the November ballot in Florida have just received a $2.5 million campaign contribution from casino billionaire Sheldon Adelson. The polls show a lot of support for medical marijuana in Florida, but this is a lot of money. Here's WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone with details.
It'll take a 60% majority in November for the medical marijuana amendment to pass, but campaign manager Ben Pallara of United for Care hasn't been worrying. Surveys over the last year routinely find support for the measure at 60 and 70%.
Quinnipiac has it at 88%.
The latest survey came with a finding that support is broad-based, bipartisan, and draws from all ages and races.
But whether or not they'll go out to vote is a much different story.
Barry University political scientist Sean Forman warns the contribution from Sheldon Adelson, owner of the Las Vegas Sands Casino Company and the world's eighth richest man, might be a problem for the pro-marijuana campaign.
Once we see money running ads with some scare tactics in them, it could, if not peel away voters, at least keep them home.
Forman says as long as the medical marijuana science remains unclear and fears persist that the proposed amendment will not prevent abuse, the opponents will have an opening to undermine support. But Pallara believes support for medical marijuana is as firm as it is broad.
People believe that if a doctor recommends something to their patient who is suffering from a debilitating disease or medical condition, that they should be able to follow their doctor's recommendations without having to live like a criminal.
Adelson's contribution is a complication on other levels as well. His gambling ambitions in Florida will depend on the approval of state Republicans, including Governor Rick Scott, who also oppose medical marijuana. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
We move now from THC to H2O. The man who oversees Florida's port says the state is a big winner in the federal water bill that President Obama signed on Tuesday. The bill authorizes three harbor deepening projects in Florida, as well as streamlining the approval process for Everglades restoration. Doug Wheeler is president and CEO of the Florida Ports Council. He says of 34 water-related projects contained in the bill, Florida has nine.
Everybody understands the value of the Everglades from our natural environment, and this will provide some critical authorization for projects that are going to allow our ports to continue to better their position for the global marketplace.
The bill also speeds up the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers process for studying and approving water-related projects. In the past, the Corps has taken as long as 15 years to complete a study, but that process is now capped at 3 years. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.